Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast, it'll be cloudy today. Warmer, though, high around 36 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it is 21, 19 in Burlington, Milwaukee 21, 20 degrees in Racine. A man from Racine accused of stabbing a woman several times will spend the next 20 years in prison. 60-year-old Robert Schooler, given that term by Racine Circuit Court Judge Eugene Gasukevich, who also ordered 15 years of extended supervision. Schooler pleading no contest to attempted first-degree intentional homicide. His sentencing delayed, though, several times by unsuccessful efforts to retract that plea. Schooler charged with stabbing Regina Campbell in a driveway at her home in October of last year. A neighbor hearing cries, knocking down a fence to come to her aid. Campbell telling police she was in the process of leaving to go to her daughter's home to sleep, which she did every night because she was afraid of Schooler. She said that he attacked her as she was getting into her car and threatened to kill her. A Racine woman pleads not guilty to making a bomb threat at her former workplace while claiming a connection to ISIS. 35-year-old Dania Rodriguez allegedly using a co-worker's phone to do it from inside of SATA Packaging in Mount Pleasant in the business park off Highway 20 east of the interstate, which has worldwide operations. Officials there evacuated the building as a precaution back on December 17th. They traced back on the cell call and led police investigators to the owner of the phone, who said he gave it to Rodriguez, a temporary employee, during a break. Criminal complaint detailing the threat had the caller mentioning being fired by the company. Rodriguez is going to be back in court next month. A charge of conspiracy to deliver heroin against a Kenosha man dismissed by a judge in Racine County at the request of the district attorney's office. 35-year-old Salminio Webster charged in December after being arrested at his home in Kenosha. Criminal complaint had an agent for the Racine County Metro Drug Unit developing information that Webster was involved in the distribution of heroin in both Racine and Kenosha counties. Racine County DA Rich Schipetti said the charges were dropped because everything alleged in the complaint happened in Kenosha County. Governor Scott Walker supports efforts to increase the penalties for businesses that defraud the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Randall GOP Representative Samantha Kirkman says they should be treated just as severely as anybody who steals food share benefits.
Be it $200 in the food share program or be it $100,000 under WEDC, fraud is fraud.
A bill receiving a hearing at the Capitol Wednesday would make it a felony to provide false information to the WEDC when applying for a grant or a loan from the state. Well, anytime there's a chance for some big money, scams are sure to follow, and the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau putting out a warning about lottery scams, since the Powerball jackpot has been in the spotlight just a little bit lately.
Scammers are expected to reach out by email, telephone, and snail mail to tell secondary winners of smaller prizes. The BBB says typically targets of a lottery scam are told they need to pay taxes or other fees up front before they can claim their winnings. Once the payment or several payments are made, the big prize never materializes, and the scammers are long gone. Some tips to avoid getting scammed: never pay to claim a prize and be especially wary of requests to send money via wire, prepaid debit card, gift card, or other unusual forms of payment. Be wary of email announcements. You can't win a contest or a lottery you didn't enter, and verify any winning announcement, but not through the source the scammer gives you. The person answering the phone at the number provided is probably in on the scam. Janet Haw, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Well, the state of Wisconsin is cashing in on Powerball, just not the big prize. Lots of players purchased $10 million worth of tickets between last Saturday and the drawing last night. Most of that money does go to the lotto, but the state does get to keep some of it. If you did not hear, California, Tennessee, and Florida sold the winning jackpot tickets for last night's game. All 11th grade students in Wisconsin were required to take the ACT test last spring, including more than 1,200 in Racine Unified. Numbers out from the Department of Public Instruction had those students scoring a composite of 17.8 versus the statewide average of 20. The composite score for students at Walden School was at 20.8, which exceeded, of course, the average. The score for the real school was at 19. It was 18.3 at Case, 17.2 at Horlick, 7 at Park. Racine Unified School District closing in on purchasing the Sturtevant Sportsplex in a Renaissance Business Park. Unified and the owner have reached a tentative agreement subject to school board review and approval. David Hazen, the chief operations officer, says in a statement the district will spend the next few months looking closer at the site. Community members part of the feasibility study process.
Utilization plans for the facility will be detailed in a feasibility study. The feasibility study will be the next step in the process. The current soccer, volleyball, and basketball portion of the facility will be a great addition to the district's athletic facilities.
No purchase price has been announced on the proposed deal. The last time Sportsplex was in the news was last year with Renaissance School getting the necessary rezoning from the Sturtevant Village Board to convert the Sportsplex into a 4K through 8th grade Lutheran school in the fall. UW Parkside junior Brittany Woods talking about her experience in Washington at the invitation of Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, which included attending President Obama's final State of the Union speech. The 22-year-old Racine native telling WRJN News it felt good to be a part of that historic moment, but she was also pleased to hear issues of concern to her and today's students.
I was glad that President Obama touched on the issue of college affordability. He said something along the lines of what we've been saying, which is that as students, we're expecting the future generations to invest in their future, you know what I mean, as far as higher education. We need to make sure that we're giving them the resources that they need to be successful while in college and after, too.
The Horlick High School graduate mentioning a disconnect right now between policymakers and people under siege in their own communities, which the president also touched on. The Elmwood Park Village Board will be having a caucus this evening to nominate the candidates who will appear on the April election ballot. The seats currently held by trustees Nick Haas, Jeffrey Klimek, and Alan Bagg are all up for election this spring. Caucus will be held at the Village Hall. It'll start at 6 o'clock. It'll be followed by a special board meeting. That'll include discussion of and possibly a closed session on the position of clerk treasurer, which right now is vacant. And a former gas station at 1616 Durant Avenue in Racine at the intersection of South Memorial Drive. It's been closed for the last 8 years. It's about to get some new life as a used car lot along with limited repair capabilities. The conditional use permit request from Yusuf Buckley going before the City Plan Commission.
About a year and a half ago, I was wondering how could I, as a city resident, stimulate the economy of Racine. And one of the key issues that was always brought up was transportation. There are ample amount of jobs that are available in the city of Racine and surrounding areas, and our transportation, public transportation, is lacking the means to get those individuals to those jobs.
The Plan Commission unanimously supporting that conditional use request. It goes to the full council for final approval. WRJN.com is our webpage, and our newscaster there whenever you want. Just go into the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.